Before we get into today's episode, we are going to be discussing a word that can be a little, well, problematic for some. So it's a word that...
It's been jarring, to say the least. It's not a term used in polite society very often, but, well, I guess if you're in Australia...
Indeed, and it is definitely a C word that represents a woman's anatomy, particularly her vulva. So with that, be warned, and welcome to My Medieval Man, the podcast where we discuss medieval literature, history, and medievalism. I'm Marcel Losada, a resident medieval scholar and knight who talks to himself. And with me is Jan Michael Losada, a resident enjoyer of medieval literature, and a
Love
knight
it.
Who talks
can't
to holograms.
Enough. Yep, I also... technically I'm not even here. This is a holographic voice you are hearing. I'm actually going to try that one day and just try to get an AI going and see how long it takes for you to notice.
Well, you told me, so now I'm already suspicious.
Now you'll be looking out for it. Well, you know, the true key will be asking it if it can do like hard math questions. And if it can, it's like, well, that's not Jan.
Right. That's amazing. So we are picking up where we left off last time, which is with a story from the complete Harley 2253 manuscript, volume 3, edited by Susanna Greer Fain, a fantastic translator. There's also David Raven, one of the translators, and Jan Zielkowski. One of the translators also. So
another Jan in there. Might be a Jan. We won't know without talking to him, but yeah.
Talked about that. And it is an old text. This one's coming from about the 1340s. Fantastic text. Fantastic edition that was put together here by everybody. Translations are strong. We love it. And with that, we have a story that we were into. And Jan, do you remember any of the points here of this story?
Oh, man. I remember a man is given a fantastical ability to be able to get them genitals dancing and clapping and communicating in ways that are often hard to imagine. Also, assholes were involved at one point because those can also get along, which, yeah, sure, why not?
Yeah, and so that's pretty good. I think that you've nailed it in terms of probably the main part of this. The story is, as it's called on the title here, The Knight Who Could Talk to Cows, which is what the recommendation of the story was to get around some profanity filters.
Yep, sure.
But the actual translation here in the text is The Knight Who Could Talk to Vaginas, right? And in French, it's Le Chevalier qui fit les cons parler. Con can mean, here comes the C word, but cunt, it can also mean the asshole. It's like any female lower entry.
Wow. Okay. Yeah. Okay. So this is different than more polite for, like, even back in the day.
Yeah, they had the slang terms for
genitals. Yeah. Nice. So it would be like, this was a Kill Tony bit, like a little like right-leaning comedy. This was meant to be offensive.
Yeah, absolutely. This is known as a fableau. And so a fableau is a metrical tale, typically bodily humorous one. There's some arguments that they're all pornographic, right?
Okay.
So of course, what is pornography kind of changes. Keep in mind, this is also an epoch and era in which there's a lot more animals around.
Oh boy. Pornography and animals.
Well,
don't
just
mix
like,
well for me.
No, but there's just a lot more like open animal sex present in your everyday than there would be now.
Yeah, because I'm also sure even if you had cats and dogs, you weren't neutering them or spaying them.
Maybe, there was some of those things, but by and large, even with some of that, there's still just animal fornication, and plus you needed to keep like herds alive and
Sure.
that kind of stuff, and but aside from that, I think it also tells us that these times are not as prudish
Sure,
as we
sure.
could think, and that there was definitely a want and a kind of a desire to not only write these stories but make them super funny, kind of punny too. There's a lot of words in here, le comte, which is like the count, that rhymes with comte, right?
Okay, sure.
It's punny that way. So anyway, there were some other powers that the person had. Do you remember what they were? Because do you remember who gave him the powers?
It was remind me, remind me.
Three women,
Oh, that's right, the crones, the kindly ones.
the
Yes, yes, yes,
kindly
yes.
ones, absolutely, or the weird sisters, the
Yeah,
fated
sure.
sisters, however you want to think of them, whatever iteration, but it's three women. In this case, they were bathing in a river, and the
That's right,
squire
and yep.
stole their clothes, right? And ran and was like, I won't give you the clothes. And they called the knight. The knight said, okay, well, what do I get out of this, right? And so the first power that they gave him was that any woman who he asked to love him, to go to bed with him, would have to say yes,
Okay.
right? And so
Yep,
that was like,
sure.
yes. And if he stayed the night anywhere, everybody in the court would just be so amazed at him. Like they would love him too,
To stay there. So he's like the ultimate hobo. Okay, great.
Yeah, he's pretty much the
He's like
ultimate hobo.
the couch surfing master. He can
Yeah.
just, yeah, he'll if you got a spare room, this guy's in it.
Yeah, and you're sleeping on the spare bed, and so he has that. And then the last one is, of course, what you mentioned, which is his, and what the title is based off of, which is he can talk to the neither bits, right? So. Yeah. All right. Now, if you remember, we had gotten to a castle where there is this count, and now he's staying the night, and
That's
there's a
right.
countess, and he beds a woman, and he talks to her, cunt, as the story goes,
Yeah.
and he finds out that she's had 100 lovers, right?
Right.
And she runs away ashamed after burying herself and
Which
tells.
really you should be proud of. A hundred?
Yeah.
Goddamn. That's
Yeah. The language.
a fun person. That's a person you invite over on a weekend. Yep.
The language described there is also incredibly. Hold on a second. Okay. Excellent. The language that describes that is also pretty great. So, refer to our past episode if you haven't listened to that one to get caught up on it. So then that woman tells the lady of the house, and the lady of the house, and this is where we're picking up, brings it to the attention of everybody here. So she states, the lady swears by the Lord God that she'll know the truth. That very day after dinner, the lady began to speak. And says to the count, Lord, without fail, you'll hear of a great marvel. In this house, there's a knight who knows how to make cunts talk.
Gasp.
The Lord said, that's impossible. I can't believe
Which
or
I
think
agree. I
it.
wholeheartedly agree with you. With that guy, I'd be in his boat. There are no vocal cords. There's not a lot happening down there. At best, it's a parlor trick. At best, it's like a girl doing fun stuff with ping pongs. And the area down below. At best, it's one of those. So yeah, I would need some proof. I'm with the count here.
The countess said, indeed, the knight who's sitting there, it is said that he can do it. Count says, Sir Knight, is she speaking the truth? The knight says, "Yes, Lord, in God's name. It will often talk, Lord, at my command."
Often. He just got this ability. And now he's like acting like a master of it. Okay, cool.
Yeah, souvent, often. So here we go. Lady says immediately, "Sir Knight, come forward. I'll bet 100 pounds in money." That's funny to me.
Yeah, sure. What other? Okay, sure. Okay. Yep.
I'll bet you 100 pounds of dollars. okay. That you won't make my cunt so drunk that you'll get an answer from it about anything that you ask.
Where the power rule set here is very difficult to understand because they need to be drunk now. When did that get added to this equation? Or is she just saying you can't get my cunt that drunk that it'll okay?
Yeah, it's an odd comparison, but I think the idea is that when you're drunk, you talk more, right?
Yes, of course, sure.
Sure.
It's just almost positive the weird ones, the ladies just said, you can make, here are your abilities. None of them start with the prerequisite of make sure you got some whiskey handy or, you know, some tequila, you name it.
Exactly. Yeah, I'm with you a bit. Continuing it, that line, you'll get an answer from it about anything that you ask. And he states, and I'll bet my horse that it will respond for good or ill, and that it will talk openly in everyone's common hearing.
Yeah, sure. Yeah, good. I like that he's hammering down some specifics, making it like not some, you know, it's not going to be a figurative thing. There's not going to be like a queef or a fart. And he'll be like, see, it happened.
Yeah. The lady smiled a little. I'll go to my chamber, she said, and be back very soon. And I shall test your cunning.
Zing. Okay. Zing. Yep. That's good.
So the lady took cotton and thoroughly filled up her cunt and made it so full that no more could go in. A full 4 pounds of cotton.
Jesus fucking Christ. Okay. 4 fucking pounds. Cotton's very light. Cotton's very light.
Yeah, yeah.
That's a lot of fun. Was cotton heavier back then?
No.
Was cotton like, did that get lighter as the years went on? I'm having trouble picturing in my mind a pound of cotton, let alone 4 of them. Then to be jamming them just up one of your a whole, you know what? Again, parlor trick. If this gal did this on an OnlyFans today, she could buy a house off of that after a year or two.
I think you're 100% right. Because that is a lot of cotton. Let's see here. A full 4 pounds of cotton the lady put into her cunt. Then she entered the hall and ordered the knight that he had
was
to
she
try.
Like carried in? She's just waltzing back and forth.
Completely bow-legged. Yeah.
Yeah.
And she entered the hall and ordered the knight that he had to try to make her cunt talk. And when the knight couldn't do it, indeed, it much displeased him. And he thought himself defeated.
I have so many questions about all of, because her assumption is that air or wind is traveling through, like, through her nether region to make her cunt talk. And I always figured this is like just some magic bullshit. Like, it doesn't matter. There's not enough parts working down there to make it talk to begin with. So it's just magic to me. But evidently, you could counteract magic with about 4 pounds of cotton.
Yeah, that'll do it. Four
Wow.
pounds of cotton, by the way. I looked it up right now. It's an insane amount.
How much cotton hit me? I need to know.
It's probably, I mean, it looks like four bags worth that are like trash bags worth of
Okay, sure.
cotton.
Yeah, no,
Like,
that would make sense.
yeah, totally.
That's about 4 pounds of cotton.
Yeah.
Fucking A. What a champion. Do you know how long that would take? We were probably
Yeah,
sitting there
right.
for hours waiting for her to come back up.
So again, indeed, it much displeased him that this cunt wouldn't talk, and he thought himself defeated. Lord, says Huet, and do you remember who Huet is?
I remember the name. Is he the squire?
Yeah, you got
Yeah.
it. And Huet says, "What are you thinking? Remember the asshole that will answer at your will."
He's what a good squire. He's there's some squires I think, oh, that guy's pretty, he helped put on the armor. This guy is like fucking back seat steering the magical, like, genital discussing rules. And she must be doing something with the front hole. How about we go for the back hole? Good, great, good.
So the knight says, "Asshole, asshole, what's the cunt doing?"
Okay. It's a little uncool to ask a homie of the cunt to like drop a dime on it, because don't snitch. Don't snitch on your own goddamn body. What are you doing?
Yeah, but it is an asshole. So,
Oh, true, true, sure.
Lord, this is the asshole talking now, presumably. Lord, it's filled with cotton that crowds me so forcibly that I can clearly say a single word, so much that I can't clearly say a single word. So much does it encumber me. Everyone said with one accord, "Lady, you do him wrong."
Okay, the way the asshole's talking here, it's using language like me, implying that it is both the asshole and the cunt and the person. Like, it's best I just take this at face value. It's best I just let the words wash over me and react to them as if but it's hard for me. I want a backstory for each one of these characters. I mean, they seem to be on differing adventures. All right. Go on.
Well, I think you missed the part too, where everyone heard the asshole
Of
and said,
course.
"Lady, you do him wrong," right? Like, they all take his side
Yeah,
instantaneously.
instantly. I You know what? That doesn't surprise me. That doesn't. Yep.
Maybe this part will. "With a long hook, they had the cotton drawn out of her cunt."
What do you need the hook for? What is happening here? Is this just being done in front of everyone? The
Yeah,
count
apparently that part
just
struck
right
to
in the
me
middle.
too.
The fuck is happening here? Right in the middle of a crowded court. They just bring out a fucking like abortion hook and just what? Wow. Okay. What an interesting dinner. I've been to a lot of interesting dinners in my life. This would be one. This would be one where I would hold, if I had to pee, I would hold it to the point of like, I would just be like, I'm okay. Go on. This has to be one of the craziest nights of my fucking life.
See, the knight asked the cunt why it hadn't given him an answer. "Lord, I couldn't truly, so wickedly was I choked up." The count says immediately, "Lady, lady, I command you, make peace with the knight and then permit him to go." And so the lady did, and the knight took his leave. Toward his
Okay.
country, he wished to go. He carries a good sum of money. Now he's got enough of what he needs to pay off his debts. And when this adventure was known and among the people heard and seen, they gave him a surname, calling him Knight of the Cunt.
I mean, hey, there are worse nicknames to have. That's
Speaking of
he knows.
which, and for his squire Huet, The surname, Little Asshole.
Okay. That one's a little worse.
Knight of the Cunt, Huet of Little Asshole, foolish is he who would add more here. It's
A foolish thing to want any more out of your
right?
naming convention
It's
here.
so self-aware, you know?
Oh, I mean, beautiful. Yeah, good.
And it's one of the first stories that doesn't end in amen. So,
Yeah, I think dropping an amen at the end of that would be eyebrow raising to say the absolute least.
Why?
The religious implication right after story of okay. And so they became like a duo going through the countryside, getting like into kooky fun adventures where they have to communicate. Like every it would be a Creature of the Week like series or show where every week there would be some convoluted way where they would have to talk to a cunt to solve the mystery surrounding it. It'd be like, yeah, just what an absurd tale. What an absurd fucking story.
Yeah, absolutely. There's not much in the editor's prologue about the tale in general. There's a lot. They mentioned that there's four fablo in these in this manuscript, and they're all organized within this volume. And so I don't necessarily want to talk about that too much in case we cover them at some
Okay,
point,
sure.
which
Understood. Yeah.
you know, we probably will, but I will tell you part of what they wrote. There's just a couple lines here, and it's like one or two sentences. The talking body parts and the story, the con, seem to merge on a metaphorical level. The tale comes to exemplify Bloch's observation on how there is often in Fablot no difference between the desire so often expressed in sexual terms on the level of theme and the desire for the story itself. The Harley manuscript preserves the only copy of this Fablot in Anglo-Norman, but its popularity on the continent is indicated by survival of its old French analogs in six manuscripts. So, you know, it did survive in a bunch. This is the only one in Anglo-Norman.
Okay.
So a
Wild.
linguistic difference, of course, but yeah.
Sure. Oh man. I mean,
Yeah, I really like what they say about this story. You know, essentially, this is like a bar joke turned into a big, like, fantastical story that has a poetic meter, you know, that somebody really worked on, you know.
sure. This is a Playboy like write-in joke. Honestly, I hardly even remember what a Playboy had in it, but I remember there were just like articles and letters you would send in, and it was like naughty jokes. This feels like that in a biblical era where I would not expect it. Also getting a hook down there. Is there a
Jesus, yeah.
lesson? Is there a lesson here? Is there something I'm supposed to walk away with? Or is it just truly a funny, funny thing?
Let me give you two answers to that, right?
Okay, sure.
So the first one is just looking at the text itself, right? And like, is there any kind of morality, that kind of stuff? No, it's somewhat both just absurd, right? Which is where it draws its humor from, that cunts are gonna talk, right? It blends classical elements like the three women, the weird sisters, or
Of
these
course, yeah,
magical women
sure.
that, you know, are there to bequeath magical powers on heroic knights. The knight in this case is not heroic, you know. It's also, you know, he's a broke ass dude that uses his money, his power here to leverage money, right? He doesn't, he
Sure.
gets sex out of it too, from the one woman, but even that turns comical, right? Like she runs out
Yeah, she runs out after,
embarrassed
like,
because
yeah.
she's supposed to be this noble courtesan, and it turns out that she's filthy just like everybody else.
She's having fun. She's having fun.
Yes, and therein lies kind of what this is I think the beginnings and trappings of kind of humanism, right? And kind of individualism, and this is where it gets a little more serious about like it is the fact that it appears in a library that it's copied so many times indicates its popularity at the time too, right? So there is this genuine recognition of sexuality that we tend to omit from the medieval times because we think of it. And there certainly are moments where it's very religious and that kind of thing. But I think underneath it all, there is this if you read into what this represents, it is a move towards a freedom to be able to write and discuss in a very poetic and kind of funny nature, but in a literary style, sex jokes.
I guess for a day and age where, from my understanding, certain, even later than this, certain scientists would be burned at the stake for insinuating the Earth moved around the sun or whatever. So the fact that there's just a story where we are getting raunchy by 2024 standards is shocking. It's surprising. It's surprising to see that.
Yeah, and to that point, that did happen. We're talking about it's hard to really capture time that way. Like, because you might say, oh, there were witch burnings in the 14th century, which is when this was written, right? Does that mean because there was a witch burning that it happened everywhere through the
Well,
whole century? You know?
clearly not,
Right,
but
yeah, exactly. And so it's easy though for your mind to do that, right? And I think that because it's really hard for the human brain to think of that kind of scale, that there would be multiple generations, 4 or 5 generations in the century that would have wildly different viewpoints, all happening throughout continents, and so like. One continent gets super like religious and weird, and they have a bunch of crazy rules and they burn all the books and they torch everybody. But then the rest of the, there's a bunch of city states and stuff that, man, life's just happening, bro. It's just like, very laissez-faire and not so serious. And it's probably a hodgepodge of different cultures. And so people become more metropolitan, in a way, and more accepting of just different beliefs and secularism and, just kind of acknowledging that everybody's human, those tales and, proliferate in that time. So that's the deep dive, and you get into, kind of a part of the true historian work of taking this as a secondary source and thinking about how this also fuels maybe some of those religious movements and why they burn books and because they do view this as sexual material and against the church teaching.
Yeah, I would say this is pretty far away from, we got premarital sex, we got just all sorts of stuff I wasn't expecting from a tale of this era. Fucking wild. So right, like on the dinner table, they are pulling out so much cotton.
4 pounds, dude. Yeah, pretty wild, right?
Yeah, just wild.
Okay, well, Jan, I have another story for you from the same manuscript. It is very short,
A little bit of a twofer. Okay,
and
I was
we,
thinking this was
you're
going
like,
to be a
this is kind
short
of
one.
short. Yeah.
I was going to the second we called cut, I was going to be like, oh, maybe we mix this one into the, but okay, we got, and if it's a follow-up to Night, saves the
Oh,
kindly
yes.
ones and gets at the oh man, I can't wait to meet the talking like shit pile or the singing nostril or
Oh, man.
the eyeball that murdered that one guy. Like I okay, let's
So yeah, let's briefly talk about expectations. And it sounds like I already got my answer somewhat. So yeah, that's what you're in for, right? Well, let me tell you, this comes from the same volume of the same manuscript, same story, okay? And this one is Le Destination de la Statue Jésus Christ Notre Seigneur. So, distinguishing features of the bodily form of Jesus Christ our Lord.
You know what's hilarious?
Yeah.
I recently got to take in a statue of good old Jesus. One of, and you know, some Jesus depictions are very, modest and fine. Some of them are thirsty as shit, right?
Yeah, sure.
Sometimes that fucker has cum gutters that are you couldn't work out enough to get the abs and the form and figure that dude has. It is hot as shit, and you mix in like the wounds and the bleeding and all that, and it's like, fuck man, Jesus was a bit of a kink. He had some shit he was into. Okay, let's talk about Jesus's body. I mean, we were raised Catholic, so we've been eating it for a while,
Yeah.
but yeah, I can't wait to hear about the distinguishing characteristics about this guy.
Yeah, and so here we go. Let's launch into it. First line of this is these are the distinguishing features of the bodily form of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Okay. Sick abs, strong muscles, really good teeth for some reason.
Okay, so I see Jan's Jesus here. He's
Sure, yeah.
emerging. It is recorded in the ancient history of Rome regarding Jesus Christ that he was of the race of true prophets.
Okay. You know what's funny? You know what's hilarious? I am too.
Yeah.
Who knew? Who knew we were on the same bag? Yeah.
That he was moderately tall.
Okay. Moderately tall. So he's like a polite 6 foot. He's like a 6 foot,
5'11"
six
and a
foot
half,
one.
but
Yeah, he's
sandaled,
like,
you know,
yeah.
yeah.
He doesn't, he's not so tall you fucking like you would say he's tall. He's like,
Yeah, moderately tall in stature and fair in appearance.
fair in this point, meaning white or
Yeah, more palish. Yeah.
okay.
He had an honorable face
Oh, sure.
so that those who saw him were able to love and revere him.
Cool. That what if you don't have an honorable face? Is that like
Oh, you
so
are done.
if you were born with resting bitch face, you're just fucked in this era.
Yeah, I think that's pretty much fair, you know. Let's see here. He had hair the color of a walnut.
Okay, sure. So
That
brown-ish, yeah.
is, yeah, that is to say, somewhat red, curling downward from the ears, somewhat yellow and gleaming and hanging to the shoulders.
Walnuts must have changed between then
Yeah.
and
So,
now,
yeah.
because I've never met a walnut with hair. I thought it was just the color, not the length.
Yeah,
I've
right? And the style?
never looked at someone and thought walnut hair. Total.
Right. He had a Greek nose
Okay, I mean,
in
sure.
the Nazarene manner,
Okay, sure.
a forehead smooth and fine.
What foreheads aren't? Most foreheads Most, if not all, foreheads are pretty smooth.
A face without wrinkle or blemish, reddish in color, which endowed him with great beauty.
Wow. Okay. Reddish. No wrinkles, which, yeah, when he was like 30 or something when he,
Yeah, 33.
okay. Sure. Sure. The reddish thing makes me think he was a bit of a drunk, but
A
that's fine too,
beard he had, youthful, yet full.
Okay. So he's not coming at us with like little chin hairs poking out. No, this is a man's beard, a lumberjack's beard, but also like the brawny man's beard, where it's a lumberjack, but it's a little too clean. That guy doesn't actually lumberjack.
Yeah, it was the color of his hair, not long, but forked at the chin.
Okay. So it
So
has like
yeah,
two direction. Okay, sure.
it's kind of cool
Huh.
beard, dude. I
Yeah.
was like, all right, I haven't seen that Jesus before. A look innocent and mature.
Well, this is starting to get saucy. This is what I was hoping for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Eyes black and sparkling.
Okay. So, like, legit, he just has jet black. Like, he has.
I don't think it's jet black, guys. I think
They
it's
said black and
like
sparkling.
they do,
That to me makes me think you're a fucking Sandman character where
yeah.
you have like the night sky as your eye as your pupil.
Yeah, I mean, that's a better look in some ways. So if you want that mental image, you keep it, Jan.
100%.
When reproaching, he was fearsome. When,
Treat me like
oh, sure. Reproaching is
yes,
like
please.
castigating, punishing, or telling, putting people in their place.
Okay, sure.
When admonishing, sweet and amiable. So admonishing is like understanding, empathizing in a way,
Okay, okay.
He was moderately happy.
Okay, so Jesus needs a therapist. Jesus, how is that a part of his physical appearance? He was moderately happy. You could just tell.
Yeah.
Things could be better, but he's fine.
He cried sometimes,
Okay.
laughed never.
Wow.
Yeah, right. That's not my Jesus, dude. At that point,
Whoa.
I
I didn't
ejected.
realize he was like a stoic, like, huh. And he's like occasionally weeping, which good. Yeah, whatever.
Right.
But he never found anything funny.
Right,
Just,
right. That's a psychopath, dude. You
yeah.
know, like imagine hanging out with that guy.
I mean,
You're watching a crowd of people, right? And like a little kid who's been a little shit the whole time, all of a sudden runs and trips and falls flat on his face. Everybody's busting up, and he's just flatlined. Dude, that guy's gotta go.
and
Yeah,
maybe
that guy's
weeps
gotta
a
go.
little later. Yeah,
Yeah,
sure.
yeah, dude, like.
Well, luckily he's so hot. It's like it's the equivalent of like being a real attractive person who doesn't have a lot to give in any given certain, like you don't got much of a personality, but you're real hot. So you get invited to shit. So that's probably how he flew, how he got along.
His bodily stature was truly straight, arms and hands delightful to behold. Yeah, that part's weird, dude. I
Yeah,
don't know. Yeah.
okay.
His voice was mature, temperate, and pleasant and wise.
Okay.
Truly spoke the prophet David. Thou art beautiful beyond the sons of men. Psalm 44, 3, verse 3.
Okay.
That's it.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's the end of the description of our Lord
Jesus
and
Christ,
Jesus Christ.
our Savior. Yeah,
Yep,
Nostos in you.
the Savior. Yep. Okay. So, oh boy. Most of that wasn't a description about his physical appearance, but rather his like need for therapy, it sounds like. And I mean, we really didn't. I wanted more description of his abs. Like, when did the Roman Catholic version of Jesus being ripped as shit come around?
It's modeled after I forget who the particular prince is, but there is a prince that they modeled a bunch of the or a king that they modeled a bunch of the Jesus's about that fits more of that description. They made him look super cut as a result, of course.
And oh boy. And would this just be because the other story, the talking cunt, that story I could see being told, and like people, like, you know, it the description of Jesus was this. This was just a thing to make like repressed people think about Jesus. Like, what, where would this have been told? Is this just read by, is this kind of like a romance novel, like a thing, or is this being told in a tavern? Oh, let me tell you about how hot Jesus was.
Right. So for this one, you have to know a little bit about how books were arranged. They're just kind of collections of works at this point. So somebody is paid to put works together. These volumes, the idea that we have a book that is entirely just one thing, like a category of book, wouldn't come around for a while until the printing press was established and that kind of stuff. So essentially, Harley here, somebody, thought that this story was worth preserving. And so he had his scribe write it in, or a scribe write it in. There's a couple of different scribes working in this volume. Just in this volume alone, there's three different languages at play too.
That
So,
I remember you mentioning that last time.
And so, but it just goes to show you the wide range of different kinds of things that people are putting together in different books, right? So, like, this is not really like a sexy story like the Fat Blow was, right? This is like a pseudo Christian Science, like crazy thing, but they try to really encapsulate what they think the ideal person is, right? Like that's what are the traits that Jesus has? How would they translate to a human being? And in the way that they do that, they make Jesus more real, right? And more
It
probably closer to that, and what they think
still
beauty
hitting
is.
unrealistic beauty standards, but that's fine.
Yeah, sure. I mean, have we changed?
Yeah, fair. I guess our how
Is
would
it
you do
your
how would
own
you
personal Jesus?
Jesus?
I've been waiting
Hey-o!
the whole
Yep, the
fucking
whole
story
time.
for
Yep, sure.
that
I had to slip it in. No, of
one.
course, of course.
I really
Depeche Mode
did.
would be very happy.
Go mode toys.
Yeah, I guess I just wouldn't. Of course, you would take this figure that has just been in the background of your life the whole time and really transpose a like beautiful form onto him. I just no sense of humor, ripped abs, and like an interesting beard. This guy would be a pretty good influencer in LA in 2024. Like, fuck, what a he'd be selling us vitamins on Instagram, you know?
So we have enough time. I'm gonna do one more that's kind of fun.
Okay. Oh, 'cause the other two weren't.
Well, I have the choice between two, but I think one of them's the choice between three, maybe four. We can revisit this work. But I think two episodes here is a nice little dipping of our feet. And this is
Sure.
volume three. There's two previous volumes to this too. So and
Oh,
there's
in that one,
roughly
nostrils talk. They get really into Jesus's fingernail maintenance. And then, yeah.
We've covered two artifacts. There are 116 in
Wow.
this volume alone.
Wow.
Yeah. So, you
And you call
know,
them artifacts? Like each one? Oh, wow. I normally
So,
think of an artifact as like the Necronomicon or like,
yes.
a cool like dagger, like, but it makes sense. An artifact is, yeah, it's like a, I could see how a story here could absolutely be an artifact.
Yeah, and so especially because sometimes they appear in other texts because they're copied.
Okay, yeah,
And so that's
sure.
when we really know, oh, look, that scribe and this scribe had the same one. And then we can compare them and see who's spelling things different. Did somebody make a mistake? Who made the mistake? You know, people really geek the fuck out on some of these things, you know.
Oh, I'm
And then
I know you.
what?
I know you. Yeah,
Yeah.
I of
Yeah,
course.
a
Yep.
little spectrum-y at
Yep.
times.
Oh yeah.
So yeah. When they get translated, oh, that's like the sweet money, because then you got to get a whole other department involved. We'll see. You make new friends. They speak German.
No one makes
Okay.
friends with the Germans.
This one's kind of fun. Okay, so it's Les Armes de Roy, which is the heraldic arms of kings. So like
Okay.
the heraldry of royals. Yeah, I don't know how else to put it, right? But it's like
Okay.
they're, you know, the shields and the pictures on them, man.
Yeah,
You know, like,
of
yeah,
course.
that's
Yeah.
what we're talking about. Okay. Now, mind you, this is all written, right?
Sure.
So there are I think some illustrations on here. Give me one second to confirm that.
Yeah, because there weren't no like comic books back then.
Yeah, exactly, right? No, it's actually written as list in a prose. So it's just lists. Yep. So it's in Scribe B, the Ludlow scribe, Kira 4, layout, no columns, written as a list in prose, items marked with paragraphs. So like paragraphs, essentially.
Okay.
Additions, none. Other MSS, none. Translations, none. So this is it. Right.
Okay.
So it says it is written in French. Here are the emblems on the king's arms.
Okay.
The king of Jerusalem carries the blue shield with a cross and gold crucifix.
Sure, we're I imagine that's all Jesus-y, but yeah, okay, sure. Yeah, blue crosses, sure. Love it.
King of Spain carries a shield quartered in red and silver with two gold castles and two sable lions.
Okay. Oh, so this is going to be just a fun dive into everyone's drip. I love it. I
Yeah,
love it.
right.
Okay. So Spain's coming in hard with like
Yeah, right.
red
There's
and cool golden castles. Cool. Great.
fucking lions, you know, it's got two black lions on there with two gold castles
That's
on a
pretty sick.
backdrop of red.
Yeah,
Dude,
pretty
that's
sick.
hard, man.
Yeah.
Yeah. The King of France, what do you think? Give it to
Okay.
me.
King of France, there's going to be flowers involved.
Okay. Yeah, not bad. Carries the blue shield decorated with a gold fleur-de-lis.
I knew it. Yep. There's like, yeah.
King of Germany.
There's going to be a lot of dead Jews. All right.
Yeah, goose-stepping
Oh,
Nazis.
one moment. I'm so sorry.
No worries.
Continue.
King of Germany carries a gold shield with a sable eagle. So black eagle on there.
Okay.
Pretty hard,
Oh
honestly.
yeah,
Gold
that's
shield
sick.
with a black eagle.
You know what? And even in a sieve, I could see that's
Yes.
yeah, sure.
Yeah,
Okay.
I think that's the same one that's used. I think that one carried forth, you know.
Yeah,
Yeah.
sure.
King of England. This one's
Okay.
interesting. What do you think's on there? Because it's crazy. I'll tell you that too. I don't think
Okay.
you're gonna guess this
Knowing
one.
no, knowing England, it's going to have what is described as a lion, but it's actually a swordfish. It's going to be like five terrible colors that don't match at all. And instead of a shield, it's a literal kite. A like, yeah.
Yeah. King of England carries a red shield with three gold leopards.
Okay.
Yeah, that's I told you. Yeah.
Sure.
There's no leopards in England, though. I don't know where they get this shit.
Yeah, of course. And I imagine if you actually...
You know, lions in Germany. But.
And I imagine if you saw these leopards, you'd be like, what the fuck is that? That's not a leopard.
Yeah. The King of Navarre carries a red shield with two gold rings and transverse from one corner to the other with gold, a sapphire in the middle.
Okay. Hard to picture, so
it's a math problem. Yeah.
Yeah, that's a little hard to picture, but I can. All right.
King of Sicily.
Sicily, Italian, right?
Yeah,
Sicilians.
Yeah. Well, yeah. I mean, there's fighting words there, but it is the soccer ball that the boot kicks, is the way I remember it from geography class.
But
so if Italy's got their own, they're an island.
But do they got their own like government shit or?
Mostly the mafia. Yeah.
Yeah. Sure. Yeah. Then you're Italians, as far as I'm concerned. All right. The Sicilians. It's they're gonna have a map, like it's a map of the world, the globe.
Yeah, this one was depressing. Like the King of France with the design in red and silver.
So they just copy and paste it.
It's the same shield. They're like
showing up late to the shield party and just copying someone else's note. Sure, great.
Yeah, King of Armenia.
Ooh, a grove, a like a tree filled grove, mainly because of in Southern California there's a lot of Armenians and Glendale and Glendale has the grove anyway.
Not bad idea, at least, right? Blue shield with three gold crowns. I'd say you got there 50%.
Sure, it's a little underwhelming, but I get it. Blue, you know, seems to be the popular color.
Yeah, you're gonna like this one. King of Denmark.
Ooh, okay. A gun.
Danes. Wow. You guessed it.
I was like, what?
Red shield with a gold lion rampant carrying a gold battle axe.
Fuck yeah. So it's the is it the
it's a
lion?
Metal cover? Yeah, totally.
Is
yeah.
The lion carrying it in its mouth?
Oh, yeah. I think it's in its hands, honestly.
I love it. Even better. It's a werelion. Gold lion rampant.
So he's like,
yeah, that's fucking rad. A lightning bolt behind him. Yeah, totally. A flying V guitar.
So fucking sick.
Yeah.
King of Armagnac, which is a region in Gascony, southwest France.
Okay.
Also a wine. And it is a shield quartered in red and blue with six birds and two gold eagles.
So eight birds.
It is the bird
eight
people.
Birds. Yeah, because eagles are a kind of bird, so they're all birds.
Reminds me of kind of the bird people from Game of Thrones, you know, but they weren't called bird people. You know?
Yeah, sure.
But
sure.
They were bird people. Yeah. I should reread those books. King of Scotland.
Okay. Plaid. It's all plaid.
Yeah, this one's lame. Gold shield with two rings decorated with fleur-de-lis and a red lion.
Okay.
So they like stole everybody else's and we're like,
and the base color gold, little gaudy, but
King of Aragon.
Where the fuck is Aragon?
Yeah, so Aragon is a autonomous community in Spain. So northeastern Spain, it's kind of close to the Basque regions.
Okay, a bowl. They're going to be doing some bullshit.
Not a bad guess. Shield striped in red and gold.
Yeah, okay. Okay, yeah, sure.
All right, next one
kinda like
is...
Kind of like the flag of Catalan, right? I think that's like...
Exactly. Yeah, it's not anything super... I don't want to say like ornate, but it's kind of recognizable. You know, it reminds me of some, well, it's ratted gold. You know, they got red and white, those kind of things. Anyway,
Sure.
King of Tars, there's some. This could be a couple of different places, from Turkey to some other areas in Assyria, Persian Empire, Taurus potentially. Red shield with three gold lion heads.
Okay. I imagine just like floating lion heads, not like decapitated ones, but sure. Okay.
Yeah, here's another island one. The King of Cyprus.
It's a
This was,
hill.
yeah,
Anyone? Cypress Hill? All right.
that's pretty good. Yeah, we grew up near there, so here we go. This one's kind of funny to me. Red shield with a gold cross, Greek footed.
What footed?
Greek footed.
What's Greek footed?
So I think in this case, what it means is that the gold cross kind of goes up like this, because a Greek foot is when the second toe is the biggest toe.
Okay. I'm
Yeah.
having trouble picturing that, but
Excellent, because it's text.
yep, and that's
Yeah.
yep.
So do with
And
it what you want.
they're
Yeah.
definitely not being giving with the descriptions here. So, okay.
No, it's all just one sentences. I mean, it is really up to your imagination on some of these, which is interesting because I think this person is trying to categorize. Yeah, we're starting to get into like, why is, you know, why this? Why do this? You know?
Right.
But you know, they're just trying to like tie together these different heraldic things that maybe nobody's put together into a list before, you know.
Sure.
So let's look at the next one. King of Hungary. This one's cool. I think a red shield with three silver hounds.
Okay.
Yeah,
I was gonna
king.
say a lot of food because they're hungry.
That's good.
Jesus.
It's terrible. King of Portugal, gold shield with three green parrots, red footed.
Okay, I like that. That's like
Yeah, it's kind of
fun and
cool, right?
exotic. You're showing up with the toucan shield? Fuck yeah.
Hell yeah. Let's see. The next one is King of Constantinople.
Ooh, okay. For some reason, chess pieces are coming to mind.
Oh, okay. So it is a gold shield with three green vine leaves with a red chevron decorated with silver roses.
So that Chevy,
To the levee.
is it like a muscle car or what? What's a chevron?
Oh, chevron is you know, have you ever seen the gas station?
Sure, yeah.
Do you know their logo that has the red
Yeah,
and
yeah,
blue?
yeah.
Those are also sometimes seen on police, or like they denote like a sergeant in the military,
Okay, so
the
they're
little
like a
chevrons. So it's
okay.
just that's the shape, and it's known as a chevron. Yeah,
Oh, wow.
for
Okay.
many years, it's been kind of a symbol of royalty. All right. Then we have King of Norway.
Are we no, those are the Danes. Okay, Norway. Very good health care. Just on their
That
shield, just yeah.
is amazing. Sadly, it is not correct. The King of Norway has a red shield with a gold ship. It's got a whole
Oh,
boat on there,
okay,
which is pretty
sure.
dope, dude.
Yeah,
Yeah.
sure.
The Northerners come with boats. Yeah.
Yeah.
King of Greece.
Ooh. Some real good shawarma, like.
This one's totally insane, but you know, it's
Well,
gonna
and it's
make
gonna
us.
be blue and blue's in there.
Oh, you got it. Blue shield with three silver dice, and the points are 6, 5, and 4.
Whoa,
Yeah.
Okay. Whoa. So the Greeks are like showing up Vegas style.
Yeah, exactly. That's what I thought of. Like,
Cool.
roll the dice, man. What you
Yeah.
got, bro? I got my shield. You know, like,
Bro, I want to
cool.
hang out with the Greeks. They're the ones that like are clearly having fun. Their whole
Cool, cool,
culture's
cool.
represented by dice. Fuck
Yeah,
yeah.
totally, right? King of Majorca, which is Spanish.
Okay.
Red shield with three gold deer heads.
Oh, okay, sure. Deer are cool animals. They're respectable.
King of Orkney, which is Scottish, so I'm probably butchering the pronunciation. It's probably like, oh, I'm gonna.
Okay, we're back to the
Yeah, we're moving
Scots.
all over the fucking
Yeah,
place, man.
sure. Let's see here. Drugs on the shield, because
Dope.
I know the Scots like them some drugs.
Close. It's not a white horse, but it is a gold
Huh?
shield with a red horse.
Oh,
So, yeah.
okay.
The king of the Isle of Man. This one is still the same.
To this day,
Yeah,
or
yeah, yeah. I know
oh,
this
okay.
because there's a very famous motorcycle race that takes place on the Isle of Man,
On
and I
the
see this. Yeah.
okay.
Although the colors I think are different, but well, let me check. But go ahead.
I'm gonna go ahead and say it's a blue shield with a man on it. Just like
So,
an
oh.
outline of a man.
Did you say a blue shield with a
Yeah.
man? It's a blue shield with three silver legs, armored and joined together in the middle by a gold spur.
Legs?
Yeah, it's just
Like
the legs.
human legs?
Armored legs,
Huh.
and there's three of them that make like this.
That are like coming out of. They're like Silent Hill 2 mannequin monsters. Weird. We
Yeah,
weird.
that's the
Really
one.
weird.
Yeah, I know that one because I've seen that one on the race circuits. You know, it's a very popular. The Isle of Man, famously, the island itself has no speed limits.
Okay.
Driving is incredibly regulated within certain areas, right? And
Sure.
they host this. It's like a 40-mile race around this island, and people just go balls out on it. You know, the average speed is just insane. It's like a plus 100 miles, and they're going through like an old medieval town.
Yeah, sure.
There's no safety equipment.
Wow.
People die all the time. You know, people have moved to get this stuff banned, and people just continue. So it's kind of cool that it stayed the same for, you know, so many hundreds of years. But
And I mean, it shows they like them legs. The it
oh
looks like
yeah,
the fastest symbol so far.
yeah,
Yeah, it's
yeah,
three legs just pushing each other forward.
yeah. Yeah, totally. King of Griffony, which is in Poland. Guess on this one. Don't use your imagination. King of Griffony.
It's a griffin.
It's a
Okay.
fucking griffin.
Yep, sure.
Yeah.
That's
Red
pretty
with
cool.
gold. Yeah.
Pretty
Kind of
cool.
not
Pretty
bad.
cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So this
And
one.
on theme, and I appreciate that.
Yes. So this one, I had to look up where this was. Very much still a country. King of Estonia.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Rocks. They have a shield with a lot of rocks on there.
Yeah, if you don't know, because I didn't, it's north of Latvia and south of Finland. So there is a channel between Finland and
Okay, and
Estonia.
Estonia.
If
Yeah,
you know
yeah,
where
yeah, yeah, yeah.
Helsinki is,
Yeah.
Estonia is very close to Helsinki.
Okay.
Yeah, so that one is a red shield with a gold castle. Yeah. Last one, King of Austria.
Okay. It is a Terminator, stepping on a skull. With like two laser blasters and an HK behind it on a blue shield.
Nice. Blue shield is correct.
Hey!
And a Terminator.
Oh,
No,
shut the f yeah.
with a gold hound.
A golden hound.
Yeah.
Okay.
The hounds. Release the hounds.
I mean, most of those sound pretty generic. The three legs is probably the most interesting of the lot, just because how do you land on that, right?
Right.
Huh.
Yeah. That one's kind of crazy. Yeah. I also like the lion with the battle axe. That's probably my favorite.
Oh yeah,
out of the
for
bunch.
sure. No, that's got to be the
The
coolest.
parrots is kind of cool.
Yeah.
The eight birds is weird.
Well,
The
six birds and two eagles,
that's right. Yeah.
which are all just birds. But yeah.
The geometric shapes with sapphires in the middle of the shit is just kind of weird too. I'm like, what are you doing, dude? Good, just give me an animal like the other guys, you know?
But no, those are the art kits, right? Those are the kids that showed up and like, well, our sigil, our symbol, well, you kind of need to know. You need to know what it's about.
It's
Yeah.
like the Masons of sports teams, you
Yeah,
know. They're like, what is your mascot? Oh, it's the right triangles. You wouldn't get it. You know,
yeah. Just
yeah, it is. Yeah.
you're not on the same level.
Are you
You just
34
don't.
degrees or 36 or whatever it is?
Yeah.
32. I don't know. Clearly not a Mason.
Yeah. I think it's the 32nd degree. I
I
think.
think you're right. I think
Yeah.
32, you know, is shouting out to
Well,
me as
those are the ones you know of.
oh, ta ta
Oh.
ta. Yeah. And so with that, Jan, that wraps up our amazing My Medieval Mayhem hour.
I
Yeah, what are
loved
your
it. We
takeaways,
got a fun conclusion to a bonkers story.
man? Yeah.
I am literally going to ruin my Google algorithm by searching a vagina capacity and 4 pounds of cotton.
That's a
Just to
lot of cotton,
see,
dude.
it's a lot of cotton. Got to learn a lot about Jesus. I'll be looking at some photos of Jesus tonight and symbols. I love me a good arts and crafts day, and I love that every nation has their own, like, well, this is the arts and crafts we do.
Right. Yeah, that part's really kind of interesting. We kind of glossed over it towards the end here, but you know, just preserving it, writing it down, the fact that this was identification and
Yeah,
that, you
sure.
know, clearly, like to your point, it's kind of means something. And this podcast, you know, I'm not going to go into like why, you know, the King of Sicily has the exact same shield as the King of France. You
Right.
know, like that is a very long, and I'm sure somebody wrote a book on it that nobody has read. You know, like, and I love this shit, but it, man, you know, that's a deep commitment to you know, really trying to get the past preserved. And I'm
Sure.
glad people do it, but you
Oh,
know,
yeah.
yeah, you know, why the King of Hungary chose the silver hound, you know, there's a story there, but geez, you know, I mean, the story here is that somebody recognized that was kind of important and was trying to just make sense of the world they lived in and kind of the powers that be there. And maybe this is also just kind of you know, like kind of made up and made to make this person seem worldly. Because in looking, like when we looked at the modern Isle of Man, it wasn't a blue shield, it's a red shield with three silver legs. You know,
Sure, and I
did that
imagine,
change or, you know, yeah.
or did you just kind of get by going, they wouldn't be able to check,
Right. Yeah.
like
Nobody
just
can
fuck it. I
check
can
this
write,
shit.
yeah, I
Yeah.
could just
Yeah.
write anything, I could
Yeah.
write anything, and they'd have to believe me.
Right. You know, and there is an element of that that exists for a long time because there's stories written about that kind of thing. Remember
Sure.
the Robin Hood story we did a couple episodes ago? Where they bring just a note like the guy disappeared and we're the guys
And
now, you
yep.
know? Yeah. And the king's like, ah, okay,
Oh.
have my lands. You know, like you're the
Would have
new
been.
guys. Oh, I didn't know, you know? Yeah.
We were born in the wrong era to be con men.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, it would have been so much easier back then. The only thing that you had to stop you back then was your guilty conscience, which, you know, I don't think, you know, would be that
Oh,
much of a deterrent
I
back
could
then.
get
Yeah.
rid of my conscience, no problem.
Yeah, exactly. Especially when you can just become a whole new person like 30 miles away. So, yeah.
Didn't even have to travel far. Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking
Well,
right.
Jim, yeah, that's our episode. On that, I wish you all an amazing rest of your 2 weeks. So, yeah, anything you want to add, Jan?
I love you all. Stay safe out there, or don't burn everything down to the ground. All of it.
Metal.